Hi there and welcome along to another Row Beats workout. Rows that are different to my normal row along workouts because I don't talk the whole way through. I'll talk a little bit when it comes to telling you what each of the intervals are going to be, but I'll tend to keep my mouth shut and let the music just take care of any kind of energy that you might need to get you through this kind of a row. Now we're going to do four different kind of intensities in today's workout. We're going to do low intensities at 20 strokes a minute. We're going to do moderate intensity at 24 strokes a minute. We're going to do high intensity at 30 strokes a minute, and then we're going to do 30 strokes plus sprint. Now we're going to get into a 5 minute warm up before we start our main workout, just to make sure that we're all loose and ready for it. And that means we have to set up our machines first. Now, on your machine, I want you to set your resistance to wherever you know you're going to get the best workout possible. Now, don't automatically set it to maximum, because often what happens when you do that is that you have to tug against it with your upper body rather than using your legs. And in rowing, the power should be coming from your legs first, and you then finish with your upper body. However, when it comes to your feet and your foot stretcher height, this I want you to look at. And what I want you to do is set your feet so that you're able to come in to the front of the machine with your shins in a vertical position comfortably without your heels coming too far off the foot plates. They can come up a little bit, but I don't want them to come up massively, because normally what that means is that your feet are set too high up in the foot plates, and that can really kind of affect the kind of workout you get. A good ballpark here is that the strap covers the balls of your feet or the bottom horizontal lace of your shoe. So set it there and then adjust for comfort a little bit, but just make sure you're not really high up, okay? So we're going to get into this 5 minute warm up. I want you to start off at a really light intensity, at a low 20 strokes a minute stroke rate, and just let your body warm up over the course of these 5 minutes. Okay, so if you're ready to go, we're going to get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're off. So like I said, a nice, gentle start to this warm up. I just want a light intensity. Let your body just get used to the fact you're about to start doing some exercise. Maybe you've spent all day at the office and you've now sat down to do some exercise. You need to give your body a chance and not just hit the ground running. And so for this first minute, you can just think about coming forwards to the front of the machine with your arms straight, tilting over your hips towards the front of the machine, and then pushing your feet into the machine in order to start the power. Hold that forwards tilt as you push. Keep those arms straight. Only swing your back when you're halfway through the stroke, and then pull to a finish at the back. But the power should all come from your legs first. And what I want you to do now is push a little bit harder with your legs. Take the intensity up. And as you push harder with the legs, what you should find is that the power sensation of your arms against the handle will increase as that power from your legs goes through your body and into the machine. And this increase in intensity should mean that your heart rate will start to increase, your breathing rate will start to increase, and, as we said, you should also be going a little bit faster too. What's the point of putting in more power if you're not going any faster? So the intensity you're looking for is now that you know you're going to be, that you're exercising. You know that this is not just going for a gentle walk, but it doesn't feel hard. You know that you could do this for a lot longer. It's kind of like the intensity as though you were climbing up a constant flight of stairs, where you know it actually just becomes a little bit of effort to keep going, but you don't have to stop. You don't have to have like an energy drink afterwards. That's what you're looking for. You should be able to hold a conversation with somebody, but possibly not be able to sing a song, because you'll need to breathe because of the intensity you're putting in. All this said, in 3 strokes time, we're gonna take 1 foot out of the straps and work on opening up our body a little bit. So take 1 foot out, put it on the ground, continue rowing. And having just one leg strapped in makes it easier to come forwards into the front of the machine because you've only got one leg strapped in. And to have that forwards tilt over your upper body with a good posture, rolling until shins are vertical and then concentrating on that push from the leg. Let's swap legs or swap feet. Continue rowing. And you are going to be going slower with only one leg strapped in. Don't worry about it. You've got only one leg strapped in, so you can't expect to be rowing quite as fast. But this should let you just get that feel from the push from your leg, holding those arms straight, only pulling at the back of the stroke. Let's take one more here. Put that foot back in, then legs nice and straight, and we're gonna row with our back and arms. So swing over your back, pull in your arms, out with your arms, and then rock forwards again. So you're like a pendulum, backwards and forwards, with your back over your hips. Try and sit up on your sit bones and just tilt forwards and backwards. And remember, it's back first, then pull in arms, release arms, then roll forwards or rock forwards. We are going to roll forwards now though, into the front, arm straight, forwards tilt, push out with your legs. So hold those arms straight, really concentrate on keeping them straight and letting the power come up through your body from your legs. If like me, you're on something like an Averon, that you have a reflection in front of you, keep an eye on your elbows. Make sure that they do not bend during this drill. Two more strokes. One more. Right, that's our 5 minute warm up finished. Have a quick drink, keep on moving up and down the rail, and I will quickly describe one more time what it is we're doing today. Okay then, so today's Row Beats workout is going to be 15 minutes long with a 2 minute cooldown tagged onto the end. I'm going to use all four of the intensities that I talked about in the intro, and it is going to kind of lean more towards the higher intensity in order to give you an effective workout over these 15 minutes. Now we're going to start off with our first minute at 24 strokes a minute at a moderate intensity. So that means round about 5 to 10 seconds faster than you were rowing at during that warm-up. But make sure to keep the intensity at a good point as we go through all of these. There's no point cheating yourself out of a workout when it's so short, all right? I will talk to you round about 20 seconds before each of the change-ups in order to let you know what's about to happen, but do keep your eye on the graphics behind you in case you miss it and you get a little bit lost, but hopefully you'll catch up when it comes to it, all right? So, if you're ready, you've had a quick drink, and you've had a bit of a wiggle of your backside to make sure you're comfortable, we can get started in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 24 strokes a minute for 1 minute. Remember, you can follow me for stroke rate if you aren't used to rowing at specific rates. Arms straight at the front, push with the legs, pull at the back. In 20 seconds time, we're going to increase to 30 strokes a minute and a high intensity in 4 strokes. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. 1 stroke every 2 seconds. Keep the intensity high by pushing hard with your legs. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go back down to 24 strokes per minute at a moderate intensity. Maybe 5 seconds slower than this. Two more strokes. One more. Back to 24s. Don't slow down too much. Remember your body rock. Forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna ease down to 20 strokes a minute at a low intensity for 1 minute. Two more strokes. One more. Let's ease off. 20 strokes per minute. Keep at this for another 45 seconds. In 20 seconds time, we're going back up to 24 strokes a minute at a moderate pace, probably 5 to 10 seconds faster than you're rowing right now. One more stroke. Let's go back up to 24 strokes per minute. Keep those arms straight at the front. Push with your legs. Pull at the back. In 20 seconds time, we're going to take it all the way up to a sprint. High rate, high pace, high power. In 4 strokes. Last stroke here. Let's go sprinting. Keep your stroke rate high. Keep pushing with your legs. Pull at the back. In 20 seconds time, we're going back to that low intensity, 20 strokes a minute to recover. Back to 20 strokes a minute. Take this time, you've got a minute in total, to have a quick drink if you need to. Use this lower stroke rate to reset your body and mind. Arms straight, push. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna hold this stroke rate, but row maximum power of the legs and arms. One more stroke here. Let's go for those power strokes. Push, pull, slow recovery. Push, pull, slow recovery. Keep the power up. 1 second drive, 2 seconds recovery. Arms straight as you push the legs. Pull at the back. Time. We're gonna go up to 24s. Moderate pace. Probably the same pace you're rowing at right now, just at that higher stroke rate. Last one here. Let's go up to 24. Doing this for another minute. In 10 seconds time, then go back down to 20 strokes a minute for 30 seconds. Ease off for 30 seconds. In 10 seconds time, we're going back up to 24 for another 30 seconds. After this stroke, 24 strokes a minute. And in 20 seconds time, we're gonna go up to 30 strokes a minute, high intensity. Not a sprint, but high intensity. For 1 minute. Three more strokes. Here we go. 30 strokes a minute. For 1 minute. Keep that power up to help you stay at 30 strokes a minute. 1 second drive, 1 second recovery. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna ease down to 24s again. Moderate pace, possibly 5 seconds slower. Right now. 3, 2, 1, 24s for 1 minute. Use this time to work on your back, swing. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go even easier. Down to 20 strokes a minute, low intensity. Three, two. One, ease off, 20 strokes a minute. Have a drink if you need one. Get your arms straight, push with your legs, pull at the back. In 20 seconds time, we're gonna go back up to 24 strokes a minute. At that moderate intensity for 1 minute. The last time we do 24s. Two more strokes, one more stroke. Back to 24. Make sure and keep that intensity where it has been the whole workout. Don't back off. In 20 seconds, we are going to go up to 30 strokes a minute at a high intensity for 30 seconds. Two more strokes. And here we go. One stroke every 2 seconds. High intensity. And in 10 seconds time, we're going to take it up to a sprint for the last 30 seconds. One more here. Let's sprint home. Ten. 5 seconds. Two strokes. And all done. Well done. Let's get into some light rowing just to keep our bodies moving for a 2 minute cool down. Don't worry about stroke rate or pace, intensity here. Just keep your body moving in order to keep your muscles activated and the blood pumping around your body helps you, well, cool down. That's why it's called a cool down. After all, that was a pretty spicy workout at times. The undulation of intensities is great for just keeping your body working, guessing. It might only have been a 15 minute workout, but the variety should have meant that if that's all you had time for today, that was a cracking workout for you. I hope so. Do let me know, get in touch, say hi. Tell me whether you like this kind of a workout, whether you like me not talking as much. I mean, I still can't, you can tell, still can't keep my mouth totally closed. I'm still talking at times, but nowhere near as much as I do in the normal row along workouts, so hopefully it's different enough. All right, we're coming into the close on the cool down. You, of course, don't need to stop cooling down just because I can, or because I am. One more stroke. You can keep going, or go stretch, make sure that you're ready for whatever's to come. Hopefully that will be another of either the RowBeats workouts or another row-along workout that's up here. Who knows? Make sure and let me know what you do next. In the meantime, please take care of yourselves. Row well, be well. Bye-bye.